Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know you are happy to be here tonight. Wave your hand before the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Tell somebody, watch out for my testimony. Prophesy to yourself. Say it. Tell somebody, watch out for my testimony. My testimony. Because certainly somebody will testify. Every Friday night, somebody must testify. Because nobody comes before God's presence and remains the same. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Okay. Just by way of a reminder, because the truth is, a lot of these things we say here, except maybe for those coming for the first time, we should all be used to them. Remember, this ministry is not just another Pentecostal church. We are not. We are not. Amen. Praise the Lord. There was a time that the means of movement was by horses. It is from there they develop horsepower to measure the strength of an engine. The means of movement was by horses. You move from one town to another, even from one country to another, by horse. Eliezer went by horse to get Rebecca for Isaac. In fact, he went with 10 horses. The number of horses you had was a statement of your wealth. And suddenly it shifted from sitting on a horse to sitting on a cart. Horses will move the cart. And then it moved from that to cars. Amen. Hallelujah. When it moved from those horses to that cart, from the cart to car, it was the same horsepower, but more horsepower, more power moved the car. And then it moved from the car to aeroplane. Hallelujah. More horsepower lifted the means of movement, that vehicle. It lifted that vehicle to beat the gravitational force, the law of gravity. Praise the Lord. Moved it and they were flying up. Then, hallelujah, suddenly it moved to the astronaut age, where they could put a man on a rocket and take him and place him on the moon. And William Branham told us that what you saw, or what we have seen in this movement, development, civilization, the development of the means of movement, was a type, was speaking of a shadow of something that was going on in the spirit. At the time that they were moving on horse and cart, hallelujah, that was the time, the same period in history, that God released his anointing, hallelujah, for reformation on a man, Martin Luther, when the church was to be restored back. And within that same period, when it moved to cars, that was John Wesley. It was the same period that cars were invented that John Wesley ministry started, with the ministry of sanctification. The same history, the same period. Amen. And then, by the time of the Pentecostal age, that was, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord, that was when the aeroplanes were invented. And now people could leave the ground and go a little bit to the heavenlies. And that was when the more power, you could see visions, prophesy, angels will come to minister because they were now heavenly. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But shortly after that, the ministry of William Branham started. That was the bright age. And that was when William Branham's ministry was on, that was the time that man was lifted up from the earth to another planet. Telling us that we have now reached the astronaut age, the age for the rapture, when man will leave this earth and stay somewhere else for the rapture. This is the age. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is called the bride age. The age that somebody one day will leave this earth and stay somewhere up there. How many people will go with me? Because me, I will go. Me, I will go. Me, I will go. God bless you. I'm only explaining that to let you know who we are. We are not a Pentecostal church. We have gone beyond Pentecost. Hallelujah. What is John Wesley to Martin Luther is more revelation. More revelation on what Luther had. What is Pentecost? More revelation to add to what Luther and Wesley had. And what is the bride age? Praise the Lord. More revelation, enough to take us away from this earth and go up to glory. Amen. And so when you come here, don't only look, listen also. Because when you come here, you go see things tire. Amen. But you must listen. You must listen. You can't be a member of the bride assembly, or rather a member of this bride, because it is not only this church. We are all over the world. Believers of the ministry of William Branham. Because that is who we are. The star messenger to this age. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can't be part of that ministry and still be in confusion concerning God's plan for salvation. You can't. Neither will you ever be deceived by anything going on in the realm of the anointing, because the level we are has passed beyond the level of anointing. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I'm saying this because you passed that pamphlet to me. Some of you are calling me up and down. That somebody say that this world will end on the 21st of May, 2011. And let me tell you, believers, Christians are getting afraid. Christians are getting afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heaven's powers are shaking, and many are mistaking God's meaning to be out the sky. God's church is the power that's shaking this hour. The day of redemption is near. Hallelujah. The day of redemption is near. Be filled with the Spirit, your lamps with the glass. Oh, look up, the redemption is near. Hallelujah. May 21st will be the most peaceful day on earth. Watch it and see. It will be a normal day. Moluwe go charge you the way that they charge you. Bus conductor go cheat you if they can. 419, we go and 419, the ones that come 419. Robbery, we go on normal. Not normal life. NEPA go take light the way that they do. Normal, normal. Nothing will happen that day. Praise the Lord. The only question that is in my mind is, if that day comes to pass and nothing happened, what will happen to Family Radio Broadcast Ministry in California, Oakland, California, America? What will happen to them? What will they use to escape and continue lying to the people? Matthew 24. Matthew chapter 24. Let me read what the Lord Jesus Christ said. Verse 3. The disciples asked him, hallelujah. And he sat, Matthew 24 verse 3. Listen carefully, those of you who are new here and you've not heard us. I will only summarize what I want to say because I truly cannot go in details for now, but they are in our tapes, titled The Divine Timetable. Get that tape. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the whole world, because of our satellite broadcast, we're having a lot of interest in what we are saying. For the first time, people are putting on their television set to hear something different from the rest. What are the rest saying? You will make it. Your enemies will perish today. And they are saying it, and they are sweating, and they are jumping, and they are sweating, and they are shouting and shouting as if they are saying something. Listen to them carefully. They are saying nothing. Nothing. Anyone that has an oratory ability becomes a pastor. If you can speak loud enough, if you can shout loud enough, and you can jump, and you can speak some English to jam with it, and you can make some abracadabra and demonstrate, wow, you become an anointed preacher. But go there and hear what he's saying. He's saying nothing. Nothing. Anything any preacher will preach. Listen to me. Anything anybody will preach that will not affect the soul of the listener, he has not preached. He has not preached. When you go to church, if it's a living church, by the time you close, you should be asking questions about life. Come, may you not be saying, may something happen now. Something will happen now. May you not be saying, I did play with my life. May you not be saying, if you don't have that type of question, you have not gone to church. You have not gone to church. You have not gone to church. Don't be like this one where they sleep. Stand up. Stand up, you. Yeah, now you. Why they look me? You don't sleep. You don't go to church. So now when we close Vichy, they go now. You will say, where are you coming from? I say, from Vichy. Which Vichy? Where did they sleep? Amen. Take time off. Sit down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He was holding Bible, but he was sleeping. And that is how many people go to church. And they will ask you, what did the preacher preach today? He said the Lord is good. Before I call the Lord bad. Verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? Number one. There are three questions here. What shall these things be? Which things? The things that he spoke in verse 2. Verse 2. Let's go back to verse 2. Hallelujah. Verse 1 says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. Amen. Hallelujah. No, go back to chapter 23, verse 37. Let's get it from there. I think that's where that question started from. This is Jesus, right, looking at Jerusalem. This is what he said. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. Thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often will I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathered her chickens under her wings, and you will not? Behold, your house is left unto you desolate. For I say unto you, ye shall not see me henceforth, till ye shall say, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily, I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat down, as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? The destruction of Jerusalem and the destruction of the temple. When shall these things be? One. And what shall be the sign of thy coming? The sign of thy coming. Two. And of the end of the world. What shall be the sign of the end of the world? Three questions we are asked. Family Radio. 21st May 2011. Hallelujah. Hear the answer of Jesus Christ. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That was the first answer. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. When he said many will come in his name and say, I am Christ, they will say, I am Jesus. He said, I am Christ. Christ means anointing, the anointed one. Many will come in the name of Jesus Christ, saying they are anointed. That is, they will come with a ministry supposedly from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, take heed that you be not deceived. Why did he say, take heed so that you are not deceived? The first thing that we go forth concerning these three answers is that people under anointing will try to deceive you and give you wrong interpretation, wrong hope, false hope, to mislead you. So every true Christian is watching the false prophet. Prophet here is teacher. Any teacher of God's word is a prophet. Many will come in his name and say, they are Christ. They are anointed. And is this not the time of the anointing? Everywhere now is anointing. Anointing, 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 anointing. And if you observe, hallelujah, the fastest growing ministry is the prophetic ministry, prophets. The number of prophets you see now have outnumbered the number of pastors. Everybody now is a prophet or prophetess. And people are not catching something. Amen. Church, if you're observant, and that is the truth, you will discover that people go to Babalawo now, less now, these days, than they used to do before. Eh? You know that? No, people, look, Babalawos have lost their business. Hallelujah. Remember, every genuine gift of the Holy Ghost, Satan impersonates it. In this church now, there are prophets that will discern you. Tell you your name, where you're coming from. Is it only in Bride Assembly it is happening? There are churches, there are other people that will tell you even deeper than that. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That is the reason why we say we don't rate a true man of God by the anointing or by the gift. Two things we use to rate them. Two things to know a true minister of God. Two things. Number one is the life he lives. Amen. Hallelujah. The life you live, praise the Lord. And whether you are scriptural in whatever you are doing or not. We use the word to confirm where they are coming from. Church, Babalawo, when they discovered that people were no longer coming, they changed their signboard, came out from the bush, went into town, rented buildings, and then changed their signboard to Prophetic Ministry International. It's very easy to know them. Very, very easy to know them. Look at their titles. Prophet, Reverend, Doctor. Prophet, Reverend, Doctor, alias, otherwise known as Aka. The only one that God has anointed for Nigeria. They will make claims because, look, you must advertise. When you have a product, you must advertise. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So you have to be careful. A lot of prophecies that you receive, they are familiar spirits. They are mommy water spirits. They are marine spirits. That's why it's not every man that you see that is anointed that you should allow him to lay hand on you. Some people lay hand on you and collect your glory. Do you believe it? Whether you believe it or not, it happens. It happens. Satan has invaded the church from two areas. Using the anointing and using intellectualism. Family radio is intellectualism. And there are intellectuals even following the ministry of William Branham. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said that you should not be deceived. Now, there is a statement Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5. After he warned us, hallelujah, that you should beware that you be not be deceived. 2 Thessalonians chapter 5, First Thessalonians chapter 5. This is Apostle Paul now. He says, but of the times and of the seasons. Which times and seasons? Let me go back a little bit. I'll come back here. A scripture just came to my mind now. Acts chapter 1. I'm coming back to 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 6. Acts chapter 1, I read from verse 6. He says, when they therefore we are come together, they ask of him, Jesus Christ, now saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons. I want you to understand Bible. That's why I came back to this scripture. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. He had earlier said the day, not the hour of the coming of the Lord. He said, nobody knows. Not even the Son knows. He said, only the Father. But this is Apostle Paul now. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verse 1. He said, but of the times and the season, brethren, you have no need that I write unto you. It means concerning the times and the seasons, God's divine timetable, the Thessalonian church, they were established. Paul is telling them, you know you're already grounded on it. I don't need to write to you again concerning the times and the seasons, concerning the divine timetable for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, for his second coming. Because remember, two things stood before the early believers: resurrection and the second coming of the Lord. It was so much on their mind until they got to a point that Apostle Paul had to write to them. When they noticed he's coming soon, he had them say, he's coming soon. Maybe some stop going to school. They just abandon everything. He's coming soon. He had to write them that you've been also soon shaken. He said, either by what we have written to you, or by word or by anything at all, that concerning Christ coming very soon, concerning his coming, then he told them, he said, for he, Christ, shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. From verse 1 to 3, say so. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, he had already established them. Before Christ will come, see what will happen. Amen. And so, if Family Radio Broadcast Ministry goes to Thessalonian Church and tell them, May 21st, 2011, Christ will come, what will that church do to him? They will throw him out. Because they are already established. Because they will ask you, May 21, has that man of sin been revealed? Has there been a falling away? There's something they have to ask. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have another. Okay, let me complete that reading. Verse 2. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. That is, when he's not being expected, that is the period he will come. For when they shall say, peace and safety. A time is going to come when they will be proclaiming peace and safety. Peace and safety. Ah, I want to compress this. Because that takes us, peace and safety, that takes us to the period after the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. They will look for a man that will maintain peace on earth. Because United Nations will be dissolved because of what will happen from that war. And we shall witness that war before we go in the rapture. We shall witness that war. The king of the north is Russia. We lead these Arab nations to come and fight Israel. And the God of Israel will arise and fight for Israel. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But before it happens, by the time it happens, then they will have seen the United Nations, the purpose has been defeated. So who on earth can maintain peace? And then they will look for a man that is the most respected on earth. And unknown to them, they are selling themselves into the hands of the very Antichrist. And then they'll be saying peace, peace and safety. What will happen? What will happen? Then sudden destruction. Hallelujah. Then sudden destruction coming upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And to the Thessalonian church and to the members of the bride assembly, but you, brethren, are not in darkness, that day shall overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Darkness there is ignorance. We are not ignorant people. We are like Daniel. Go to Daniel chapter 9. Daniel chapter 9. At this point, amen. If you are coming to this church for the first time, can you wave your hand? Just wave. Let me see how many people I'm talking to for the first time. Wave it very well. Let me just see you. Okay. Wave it very well. Okay. God bless you. Put down your hand. God bless you. Daniel, the book of Daniel, chapter 9. Hallelujah. Verse 1. In the first year of Darius the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by what? By what? Understood by books. That is, he studied. Apostle Paul told Timothy, study. Study, 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15. To show thyself. What is giving me confidence to talk the way I am talking? To show thyself approved. Hallelujah. Approved. Amen. You know what is paining me most? I've been thinking and meditating over this for some days. That all these big juggernaut preachers that we have all over the world. I watch some of them on their television programs. All these big ones in our locality here in Nigeria. None of them has replied family radio. Everybody is waiting till May 21. Then they will say, we knew they are false. We know they are false. We want you. We want you. Stop listening to all manner of places. We want you. But now, none of them has a anything to counter the family radio. They can only tell the members, be careful, because they themselves, they are afraid. Why? Because they too, they are in darkness. Ignorance. And it's so unfortunate. Every preacher is supposed to be a light bearer. Apostle Paul said he fought the good fight. Which fight did he fight? It was a fight of faith. Jude verse 3 said, contend earnestly, contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. Contend there is to make sure you stand where the apostles have trod. Stand where the scripture stands. Stand on the apostolic faith. When the devil tries to push you away by any of these winds of doctrine, something in you should be able to make you resist it, to remain with the truth. Amen. But when you yourself don't know what is truth, is it every lawyer that goes to Supreme Court to argue? There are some lawyers that are just charge and bail. Charge and bail lawyer. He can't even stand to argue a case for anybody because he knows nothing, nothing, because he couldn't pass law school. And so it is also with the gospel. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He understood by books. I'm reading verse 2, Daniel chapter 9. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he will accomplish how many years? 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. That prophecy was in Jeremiah chapter 25. They disobeyed the law. I refused to keep the Sabbath of the land. 70 Sabbaths passed. They refused to keep it. And therefore, God told them they will go in captivity for 70 years. Each year, for each Sabbath, they refused to observe for the land. And so, the king of Babylon came and packed Israel according to the prophecy of Jeremiah. And here they are now in Babylonian captivity. They had stayed there until other Jews had been relaxed in Babylon. But some Jews still knew, hallelujah, that they were strangers in Babylon. But they knew no better than to just grumble and grumble, grumble and be in expectation that one day, one day, one day, we shall go home. In the name of Jesus, we shall go home. Which day? We don't know. One day, one day. Which day? And so all that is left for them to do is to sit down by the banks of the river. By the rivers of Babylon. There we were. And there we were when we remembered Zion. For the wicked carried us away captivity, require from us a song. How we sing the Lord's song in a strain. That's all they will sing. You never go see prisoners, they sing for inside prison. You pity them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But there was a man, Daniel, sat down one day and said, look, this captivity came about by a prophecy. And went to the archives and saw the prophecy of Jeremiah. And discovered that the prophecy was said that they would be in captivity for 70 years. From the day that the king of Babylon came to take them away in captivity, he began to count, calculate. And by the time that he was looking to those books, they had spent 68 years in Babylon. Only Daniel knew that revelation. He understood by books. How many more years left for them to go back to Zion? 2 years. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 2 years remained. Amen. I like to emphasize something anytime I mention this. That knowledge that Daniel had made him a different type of Jew from the other Jews in captivity. If you tell Daniel to go and wake somebody sleeping like this man, amen. If you tell Daniel, there's one cheap land at Agbara in Babylon. Very cheap land at Lekki Ajah. Very, very cheap. Daniel will tell you, I don't need it. Why? 2 more years. It remained 2 more years. That is a rapturing faith. It comes from a revelation. I offer you visa to go and stay in America. You say, what for? I don't need that visa. Why? 2 more years. It's homegoing time. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Church, the bride has her calculation too. From this Bible, the bride of Jesus Christ can calculate and tell you, we have so number of years left according to the books. That's my emphasis tonight. Amen. It's not some academic and philosophical permutations. No. It is in the books. It is in the Bible. It is written. And what is written is written. It's written. It's written. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel, after getting that revelation, began to pray. God was so pleased with him. And God came down and gave him a revelation that went far beyond their going back to Babylon. He gave Daniel a revelation that none of those Jews in captivity knew. From verse 24, he began to give him certain revelation. Let me just read it for those who may be just be saying it for the first time. I want to just say something there, a few minutes, I round it up. I just want to rush to give you the calculation once again. And for especially for those joining us, so that you will know how many more years are left. So that you can continue to live any life you like, depending on whether you believe the Bible or not. Amen. Hallelujah. Church is coming soon. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is coming one of these days. He will come as a thief in the night for the world, but not for the bride. There is no woman that is about to marry that does not know the date and the hour that the bridegroom is coming. There is no bride that does not know the wedding date. Amen. But those who are just bridesmaids and the others, they may not know, but the bride will know. Church, the bride knows when Jesus Christ is coming. It's not by head knowledge. It is according to the books. Praise the Lord. I am looking forward to a time where the whole of Redeem, in one of their Holy Ghost congresses, they will invite me to come and teach them the coming of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I am looking forward to it, because how will thousands upon thousands of people, if not millions, gather like this, serving a God, and they know nothing about the divine timetable? Amen. Amen. I'm looking forward to a time the Lazarus Mocker will invite me on sorrow to joy for me to come and teach them about the coming of Jesus Christ. So that day I will teach them the need for brotherly love. I will teach them the need for tolerance and patience. I will tell them elect cannot persecute elect. They need to hear such messages. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It will happen. Oh, I say it will happen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay, Daniel chapter 9. Amen. Let me go back to verse 20. He started praying. From verse 3, he started praying. And in verse 20, and while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin and the sin of my people Israel, and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God, yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation, and he informed me and talked with me and said, oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. Skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplication, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Of all the men of Israel in captivity in Babylon, Daniel was the one chosen. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. Verse 24, this is the vision. This is the instruction. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression and to make an end of sins and to make reconciliation for iniquity and to bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. 6 things will be accomplished within 70 weeks. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment, this is where the 70 week is starting. The 70 week is going to start from the going forth of the commandment to restore. Amen. And to build Jerusalem. From that time, unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks. And 80. Hallelujah. And 2 weeks. 7 weeks. 80 and 2 weeks. That is 62 weeks. Amen. The street shall be built again. And the wall, even in troublous times. And after 80 and 2 weeks, after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off. but not for himself. And another key, the people of the priest that shall come. The people of the priest that shall come. The people of the priest that shall come. They are identifying a particular people. The people of the priest that shall come. That is, there is a priest that is coming. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. But it is not the priest that shall come. Oh. It is the people of the priest that shall come. They shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And unto the end of the war, desolations and are determined. Let me finish that reading. Verse 27. And he, who is this he? The priest that shall come. The priest that shall come shall confirm the covenant with many for how many weeks? 1 week. And in the midst of the week, in the middle of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspread of abomination, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation. And that determination shall be poured upon the desolate. Now, this thing I am reading, you will not see it in any bookshop. It is only for Daniel to know. It is only for Daniel to know. I was emphasizing something. Hallelujah. God was so pleased with Daniel that as their period ended, the end of their captivity was coming. Their captivity was coming to an end, just 2 years more. Then he became more prayerful. Church, Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ. And one identification of the bride of Jesus Christ will be prayer. We shall be prayerful. Why? The Lord Jesus himself said we should watch and pray. If I was not watching, family radio will have swept me off. Family radio. In America. It's in California. William Branham said before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, one of the things there is that, okay, Los Angeles is in the state of California. It's Los Angeles. He said it will sink under the water. Earthquake. That is where Hollywood is. That is where all immorality they are invented, packaged, and exported to the whole world. He said that is thus saith the Lord. And can I tell you people something? No follower of William Branham lives in Los Angeles. All of them. I was talking with an evangelist from, so he said, there's one preacher, the closest to Los Angeles. His place is about 200 miles to Los Angeles. That's the closest intermessage church to Los Angeles. And they are still fighting him. They say he is Lot that went to pitch near Sodom. Get out from them. Because we believe the prophet. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was so pleased. God was so pleased with Daniel. He decided to come to him to give him history in advance. Amen. To give him a divine timetable for his people. He said, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people. The 70 weeks here, I have to summarize because of time now. We have this in detail in our tapes. Let me summarize it. Amen. I just want you to catch the picture for today. Just catch the picture. Amen. He said, these 70 weeks, this, you know, the book of Daniel is a book of prophecy. And when God speaks, and he intends it not to be for everybody's understanding, he will speak in symbols in such a way that only him can come and cause you to understand, because it is meant for you. If it's not meant for you, You could read 70 weeks, 70 weeks, 70 weeks, 70 weeks. Say what the Bible say. Me, I know they add, I know they subtract. He said weeks, so now weeks. Praise the Lord, they eat, so they eat. For Garden of Eden, I eat. They say, he eat. Do me, eat. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Antichrist, he said, Antichrist. Me, I will not go further than that. Antichrist, say Antichrist will come. So Antichrist will come. Who is Antichrist? Say, I just say what the Bible say. Amen. It is because it is not given unto you. Amen. The 70 weeks there is 70 weeks of years. 7 years is 1 week. And we have keys in the Bible that point to it. So what he's actually saying is 70 times 7 years are determined for your people to accomplish those 6 things. That is, in other words, 70 times 7 is 490 years. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And he said that from the going forth of the commandment to go and rebuild Jerusalem, that commandment said, from that time, count 69 weeks. 69 times 7, 483 years. Count 483 years from that time, the Messiah that you people have been expecting will be cut off. As at that time, the Messiah had not even come yet. So, that is what we are saying. Jesus Christ was telling the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who were confused at his ministry. He said, search the scriptures. If they have searched the scripture, they will have seen the prophecy of Daniel. From the going forth of the commandment to go and rebuild, count 483 years or 69 weeks. He said the Messiah will be cut off. The Messiah was cut off in AD 33. Count it back. We have tried to count it. It's exactly 483 years. Praise the Lord. In AD 33. Amen. But church, listen. He was cut off. They killed him. They nailed him on the cross. They rejected him. Because of it, salvation for Israel was suspended. The gospel moved to the Gentiles. But it was not forever. Romans 11:25 speaks about, it's a blindness in part has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be coming. The blindness is in part. It's not forever because he was still going to come back to them, because that scripture says, for the calling and election of God is without repentance. Amen. He can never forsake Israel forever. He can punish them, but they are still his children. He will come back to them. But he suspended dealing with them at the 483rd year. And the gospel moved to the Gentiles. So, how many weeks left for God to go back and deal with the Jews? 1 week, that is 7 years. That 7 years is still pending till now. Because the gospel is still with us. He will go back to them after he has finished with the Gentiles and got to himself a bride. The gospel will come to us, but after some time, it will go back to the Jews. When it came to the Gentiles, it was then to go through 7 different dispensations. Known as the 7 church ages. Every theologian knows that. Every reverend doctor knows it. From the time the gospel came to us, is to go through 7 church ages. Hallelujah. And those 7 church ages, each of them had a star messenger that we see in Revelation chapter 1 verse 16. And verse 20 tells us that they are the angels to the churches. And so, the first church age had her angel messenger. The second church age had her angel messenger. When we come to Revelation chapter 10 and verse 7, he said, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, because six angels will have sounded, now in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, he said, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Which mystery should be finished? The mystery of the salvation of the Gentiles. Gentiles that we are dogs. Jesus said, I came not but for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Gentiles that were not part of the commonwealth of Israel. Now, the mystery is that they have now occupied a higher position. The first shall be the last. The last shall be the first. Hallelujah. Salvation first went to the Jews. Now, before it came to us, we are the last to receive salvation, but we now come in first. Before those who receive it first, we come in last. He said that mystery will be rounding up in the days of the voice of the seventh angel. And that seventh angel is that man, William Marion Branham, in this age. With all infallible vindications from above, that American that started his ministry in 1933 and died in December 1965. That humble man, the most anointed man that God has ever used in this age, and I'm sure will ever use. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is the voice of God to this generation. And if you turn that voice down, then you will grope in darkness. Because the light for this age was given to him, to shine for the bride of Jesus Christ, to come out of darkness. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now. How long? The seventh church age ends with the rapture. The seventh church age that we are in now, it will close with the rapture. If you don't make the rapture, forget it. You are finished forever. You are finished. The purpose of the Holy Ghost now among the Gentiles is to get a bride for Jesus Christ. It's not to get, listen, church. It's not to get church members. No. It's not to get people speaking in tongue. It's not to get people doing miracle signs and wonders. It's to get a bride. It's to get a bride. Revelation chapter 19, verse 7 says, the bride has made herself ready. The evidence is ready, say, and to her it is given that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. He said that fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. There is God's righteousness for now. Hallelujah. Once that rapture strikes, as the bride is dressed clean and white, no more salvation. Some of you will come for vigil at Ijesha. You would think I traveled to my village. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people will be here dancing. And they will fall under anointing. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Obodechi, I am going. Like I said, this rapture, I must go. Certainly. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There's a land beyond The river that we call the sweet forever. Are we only rich that shall by faith decree?
One by one
we gain the potters. They are to dwell with the immortals. When the ring, the golden bells for you and me.
Don't you hear
the bells ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's a glory, hallelujah, to believe.
In the forest, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when we reach the golden bells for you and me.
This world is not my home.
I'm just a passenger. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue.
The angels beckon me. Everybody now.
Oh, let me know. I have no friend like you. If heaven is not my home, then love, what will I do?
The angels beckon on me from heaven's open door.
And I can
feel at home in this life. In that city where the Lamb is the Lamb,
is the Lamb.
The city where they are coming no land. Our mansions over there, I will see from
Zion.
I am going where the Lamb
is the Lamb.
If you would go, I forget, I never finish. Make I finish. Few minutes. Very few minutes. Amen. Because I want somebody hearing the calculation for the first time to get the calculation. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me just get the calculation. Other things, you can hear them on the tape. Because it is a timetable from one stage to the other. Up till eternity. It's in the Bible. Step by step. After this, what next? After this, what next? After this, what next? up the Satan being bound for 1,000 years. Then the saints with Christ reigning for 1,000 years. Then after some time, Satan is loosed again for a short space of time. Then he gathers everybody to come for that war, Gog and Magog again, to fight the saints and the King of Kings that has been ruling for the past 1,000 years in Jerusalem. Now that is when Satan himself is thrown into the lake of fire. Then the white throne, all those who did not come up in the first resurrection, they are called up to know why they should enter fire. Then a new heaven and a new earth and a new Jerusalem comes down. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Then the tabernacle of God will be among men. And there shall be peace because now eternity begins. Don't you want to be in eternity? Eternal. I want to live eternal. Wait. Why is everybody singing? Fornicators are singing, I want to live eternal. Liars are singing. 419, they are singing. Cocaine pushers are singing. Adulterers are singing. I want to live eternal. When you are declaring by the life you live that you don't want to live eternal life. Eternal. Wait. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Church, listen. Listen. The gospel, this is the point I want you to catch. I want to close on that point. That the gospel left Israel and came to the Gentiles. How long it will last is in the Bible. We have about two or three keys I can refer to in the Bible. The first key, and very important, is Hosea chapter 6. The book of Hosea. Hosea. Chapter 6. Prophecy to Israel. Can I read now? From verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. Verse 1 again. For he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. When did he tear them to pieces? When did he smite them? Remember, part of the program he told Daniel in chapter 9. He said, the people of the priest that shall come, they will destroy the sanctuary, they will destroy the city. That prophecy was fulfilled in AD 70 because they rejected Christ in AD 70. We all know that history, General Titus from Rome. That is why we say, he said, the people of the priest that shall come. The priest that shall come is the Antichrist. He said, his people will come and destroy the sanctuary. Who were those that came to destroy the sanctuary? They were Roman soldiers. That means the Antichrist is coming from Rome. Does that mean anything to anybody? This is eagle food. Eagle food. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's not for chicken. It's not even for hawk. Amen. Amen. In AD 70 they came, and that was the prophecy that the Lord Jesus Christ gave in Matthew 24. Let's read it from verse 15. I'm coming back to Hosea A lot of people make mistake with that chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 15. Christ was telling them about things that will come to pass. Verse 15, he said, when you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. That was in Daniel chapter 9. Stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then, let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. This portion was fulfilled in AD 70. When those Roman soldiers came and surrounded the city, no going out, no coming in. If you read the history, you will pity the Jews. Why? Because they said, let the blood of Jesus Christ be upon them and upon their children. And that blood was upon them in AD 70, and it was upon them during the time of the Second World War in the hand of Hitler, their children. 6 million Jews killed by the Nazis in the Holocaust. Why? They brought that curse upon themselves. And so because it's a prayer that it is not at winter, because if you run out, there is no hiding place. Cold will finish you outside. It's a prayer that it's not on Sabbath, because on Sabbath there will be nobody will escape, because on Sabbath day everybody is at home. It's a word to him that give a suck, because there will be no food for you to eat. Now you're picking, you go give breast milk. And it came to pass exactly. If you read the history, especially that written by that historian Josephus, you will remember what Apostle Paul said, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of God. And that is just small compared to what is going to take place on the day of the Lord. And I have preached the message that I titled The Day of the Lord. And I use scripture that tell us what will happen. And I told you that the day of the Lord spans a period of 75 days. The calculation is there in the Bible. It said it will shake this earth like this. It will shake like leaf. Everything shakeable shall be shaken. And so, the prophecy Hosea said, oh, woe to him that desired the day of the Lord. He said, woe to you. And who is he that desired the day of the Lord? Is the unrepentant sinner. You know, we are saying it now is the history. But I know one day, somebody sitting down here that will refuse to repent. When you'll be born in hell fire, you remember that thing where Pastor Moses, the top of brother, same like this, and I joke. Oh, I just make I enjoy myself small first. Because this thing where they talk, and tell me I know we are trouser, man, I know Pentagon, come day odd now. And then they tell like joke like this now. See that my hand don't burn fire. See that my hair where I pam nap, shoot, my first born as the heat will pass through. Hey, and that time no mercy. No mercy. It sounds very funny now, but I know this Bible is true. Every word here will come to pass. I believe it with the whole of my heart. That's why I don't joke with my Christianity, because I'm joking with my future. Judgment is coming for this world. against the children of disobedience. But the mercy of God is also available now for those who will receive it and escape from the destruction that is coming upon this world. Israel, what they experienced was a type of it. Was a type of it. Praise the Lord. So in AD 70, they were smitten. Go to Hosea chapter 6 again. Let me read again verse 1. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he has torn and he will heal us. He has smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. That first statement is the key we have. You know, he's God then smitten and came to the Gentiles. He says, after he has smitten them, he said, after 2 days, he will come back to them and revive them. So, it means the gospel will be away from Israel for how long? 2 days. It's just common sense. If you are still following me, wave your hand. Let me know. I'm talking to some people hearing me. Oh, okay, some people are still hearing me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The gospel will be away from Israel for how long? 2 days. But it's also a prophetic language. Hallelujah. Because we have another key. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, he says that 1 day, 1,000 years is before the Lord as what? 1 day. 1,000 years before the Lord. Peter said, before the Lord is how many days? So 2,000 years will be how many days? 2 days will be 2,000 years. That means the gospel will be away from Israel for 2,000 years. And so, you are to start to count the 2,000 years from AD 70. God's power. Do you hear me? Use your hand and hold your eye like this. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, if you want to know when the Gentile age will be over, when Christ will come for the church, for the rapture, then calculate 2,000 years from AD 70 and you will get the period. Not all that grammar. Family radio is talking. It's in the Bible. And let me also give you another key. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In Matthew chapter 20, laborers went to the field to work in a day. How much was the wage for a day? Eh? 1 penny is 1 day's wage. So if you work for 2 days, how many pennies would you have? 2 pence. Amen. Amen. 2 pence. Now, hallelujah. The parable of the Good Samaritan in Luke chapter 10. Now, you know the Good Samaritan is the Lord Jesus Christ. I think I've explained that here several times. Hallelujah. He took that man that the thieves had, you know, beaten. Took him to the inn. The inn there is the church. Hallelujah. And handed him over to the innkeeper, the fivefold ministry, to take care of him. And he brought 2 pence and gave it to the innkeeper to take care of the man. And said, if you spend more, when I come back. It means he's coming back after 2 days. That's why he gave him 2 pence. They are supposed to take care of that man for 2 days. That's why he gave him 2 pence. Amen. He will come back to the innkeeper to see the job that has been done. That's the parable of the talent. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Even with that alone, these keys that we have, they're enough for you to understand something. Praise God. Now, but in calculating the 2 days, if you have your Bible, pick it. Now, let me calculate it for you. Amen. Or just write it and confirm the figures later with your calculators. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Okay. From AD 70 to 2011. That is 2011 minus 70. Are you following me? 2011 minus 70, you will have 1941 years. And let me quickly let you know that the calendar we are using now is the Roman calendar. The year 2011 is Roman calendar. And this Roman calendar, some days are 30, some days 28, some days 31. Amen. But the prophetic calendar, which is the Jewish calendar, amen. The Roman calendar is 365.25 days in a year. But the Jewish calendar, every month is 30 days. So it is 360 days in a year. And God measures his own time by the Jewish calendar. So you have to convert the Roman calendar to the Jewish calendar to be able to know the 2,000 years. The 2,000 is 2,000 years of the Rome of the Jewish calendar. So let's make the conversion now. I start again. The year 2011 minus 70 gives you 1941 years. Now to get the number of days in 1,941 years, you multiply 1941 years times 365.25 days. That gives you 708950.25 days. I should come again. The year 2011 minus 70, AD 70, to get the years from AD 70 to 2011 is 2011 minus 70 will give you 1941 years. Roman calendar, 1941 years. We want to see how many days are in those 1,941 years. You will multiply 1,941 years times 365.25 days. It's equal to 708950.25. You can confirm that with your calculators. Now to convert it to the Jewish years, 708950.25 days divided by 30 days to get the number of months, the number of months now, you will have 23631.675 months. Am I correct? I should come again. 708950.25 Roman calendar days divided by 30 days to get the number of months. You will have 23631.675 months. Jewish months. To get the Jewish years, You now divide that same 23631.675, divide it by 12. You will have 1969.3 years spent now out of the 2000 years. You have 1969.3 years Jewish calendar. So from AD 70 to the year 2011 Jewish calendar, you have now spent out of the 2000 years 1969.3 years. Now if you subtract 1969.3 years from 2000 years, you have 30.7 years remaining for the 2000 years to be completed. So between now and the next 30 years, the rapture should strike. I'm wrong? The last one. Which one? Which is the last one? I said, let me go back again to convert the Roman years to the Jewish. Listen, watch what you wrote. I said 7089.50.25 Roman days. That is from 1870 to 2011, you have spent 7089.50.25 days till today. Divide it by 30 to get the number of months, the Jewish months now, because we are coming to Jewish calendar. Divide it by 30 days, you will get 23631.675 months. Convert it to get the number of years, divide it by 12. That is 23631.675 divided by 12. You will get 1969.3 years now spent Jewish calendar. So if you subtract 1969.3, subtract it from the 2000 years, you will have 30.7 years remaining. So within the next 30 years, the rapture, a lot of events will take place, including the Ezekiel war, Ezekiel 38, 39 war. There is a war that will take place in the Middle East for Israel to take opportunity and reclaim her lands and build the temple that Christ is coming to live in. Praise the Lord. Let me just give you one key that supports this also. In Luke chapter 21, verse 29, the parable of the fig tree. And Jesus Christ said, that fig tree there is Israel. He's saying that when Israel will stand as a nation, that's what it is speaking there. He said, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Which generation? The generation that we see Israel stand as a nation. And when did Israel come back again as a nation? In 1948, they were declared an independent nation. He said, this generation, in Genesis 15, from verse 13 to verse 16, gives us a key. One generation is 100 years. If one generation is 100 years, then, hallelujah, from 1948, amen, to the year 2011, how many years is that? That's about 62 years, correct? 63 years. It should be about 63 years or so. So, if you subtract 63 years from 100 years, one generation, you have about 37 years. And he said, this generation will not pass. This generation will finish in the next 37 years. And we have calculated and seen that The 2,000 years should end in the next 30 years. So the Bible is true. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he wants you to be very careful that when he told Abraham that thy seed shall sojourn in a strange land, amen. And he said, after 400 years, he said he will come to deliver them. The Bible tells us that Moses was sent to deliver Israel after Israel was in Egypt for 430 years. Amen. So I want you to catch it that I did not set a date. I only said the 2,000 years will expire in 30 years' time. So after that 30 years' time, anything can happen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You see, we have Family Radio missed it. And for your information, this revelation of the Daniel 70 weeks was given to William Marion Branham by the Holy Ghost to give the bride as divine timetable. See? If you turn down the ministry of William Branham, how can you ever know this? You see? See why it's important to identify? Daniel chapter 12. Let me borrow a statement there. Daniel chapter 12. After the revelations of the end was given to him. Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Is this not the time of the end? He said, many shall be purified and made white and tried. Did it not happen in Israel? The first church age, the days of the martyrdom. He said, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. But the wise shall understand. The wise shall understand. Can I see the wise here? What makes you wise? Eh? It's not revelation that made you wise. It's not revelation that made you wise. We have a key in Matthew chapter 2. Hallelujah. Listen, church. The Savior of the world was born. The King of Israel was born. The Bible says, wise men from the east, they saw his star and followed the star. Church, why were they called wise? Amen. That's where I'm going. As I close, why were they called wise men? Because they were astrologers at that time. Astrologers. They were in the business of studying the stars. Because every star, movement of the star in the sky, is speaking of an event on earth. While at night, when the star is shining, they go out in the night and they are busy studying and looking at it. Foolish others, they are in nightclubs and beer parlors drinking and chasing people's wives. Including Herod. And knew nothing about what heaven was telling them concerning something great that was happening on earth. And so, because they're in the business of studying the star, nothing happened on earth that takes them by surprise because they are already knowledgeable. They were busy studying the star. Every star has a form of light it is given. But suddenly they saw a particular star that the light was different. And from their own study and experience in astrology, each time that type of star appears, a great king is born. And so they began to tell themselves, this star, there is something that has happened. But where is this king? The star began to move. The wise man followed the star. Amen. I want to add something. According to that story, as soon as he came to the city of Jerusalem, this wise man acted foolishly. They stopped looking at the star. Now Jerusalem, they know them to be very religious people. So their religious people will know about the king. So they took their eyes away from the star and went straight to the king's house. Where is the king that has been born in Israel? And they didn't know that they were telling people things they didn't even know. It was then the king Herod called all his scribes and said, bring the books. Did they say any king will be born? He said, yes, in Bethlehem, Judea. Now they said the king will be born according to the prophets. Amen. The Bible says, when they entered Jerusalem, the star disappeared. Because the king was not in Jerusalem. He was not born in Jerusalem. You are looking for him in a wrong place. The star disappeared. But when they left the city of Jerusalem, the star appeared again. I am saying something to somebody. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me give you interpretation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, every preacher is a star. Every preacher is a star because you are giving up some light. Some people are giving prosperity light. Some people are giving miracle signs and wonder light. One light or the other. Holiness light. One light or the other. Healing and deliverance light. All the preachers. There are international stars and there are local stars. It's true, you have heard of Benny Hinn. He's an international star. Hallelujah. There are some international stars even in Nigeria here. Adeboye is an international star. Oyedepo is an international star. TB Joshua is an international star. Then we have local stars. Moses Alu is a local star. Thomas Uwake, a local star, very local. Amen. Praise the Lord. Church, listen. In this age, voices are clamoring for recognition. In this age, hallelujah, wise believers, a wise Christian, is not every church that you enter and sit down and become your church. The wise Christians in this age began to study the stars. I was studying the stars myself. Suddenly, we came across a star, William Marion Braham, that was different from other stars. Different from other stars. All other stars, they preach three persons in one God. Doctrine of Trinity. This star say that doctrine is wrong. It is one God. Every minister, star, they are mommy and daddy. Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Only this man say a woman is not permitted according to the Bible to be a pastor. How we say, who be this one? Every minister is answering G.O., Reverend Doctor, and parading theological certificates and CVs. This man says God is not a grammarian, and that you don't have to go to school before God will use you. Ha! Ha! Amen. All of them are baptizing into Trinity, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. But this star says baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as it was done in the Bible. We say, who be this man? I say it again. Everybody say, one title or the other. Only this man say, if you love me, call me Brother Abraham. And we search. None of these stars had the vindication. None of these preachers had the heavenly vindications that this man had. In mighty miracle signs and wonders. And yet, it is the same man that says that those miracles, they are not the ministry. The ministry is the word. It's the word. It's the word. This is the only man that kept screaming, come back to the Bible. Come back to Bible Christianity. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All of them are saying that the Pope is the most holy man on earth. This man came and said, the Pope of Rome is the very Antichrist. Ah! We say, which kind of man be this? He came to the Bible and proved it to us. All of them, they say it doesn't matter. You can come anyhow, come anyhow. He said, don't say the Lord to my daughters. He said, don't wear trouser. He said, don't wear earring. He said, don't wear this, don't paint your face. He said, woman, don't cut your hair. Leave your hair long. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But others say, it doesn't matter, you look good, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. This man was sounding different. Wise men saw a star. And we saw a star that was not pointing people to himself. And we decided to follow him. And he took us back to the word. Back to Christ the word. That is what makes you wise. That you are able to identify the star messenger for your age. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord, for the original, hallelujah, the original, original Christianity, the original sea, the original world, is what I believe,
the Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
the seven seas,
the unveiled,
the original. The original sea. We are the word made flesh today. This is what the scripture says. And the names that sing within, within that prophet we are seen.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are anointed and inspired by our Lord. The original. Understanding, he has opened up at last.
Yes, sir.
As we need to restart us, we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded,
yes, sir.
And we have responded to our Lord. is original. Hallelujah.
The original.
Original.
The original. To adoption, full authority and power. Sleeping saints we wake and join us for translation in this time. The day soon be over. Glory, hallelujah, to our Lord.
We can original, hallelujah,
the original life,
original life,
the original seed. Original
world,
is what I believe.
The Son of Man,
the Son of Man,
is living.
The seven seals,
the
Beyond, the original,
the original seal.
Hallelujah! That's who we are. A group of people that have been restored back. But how many people here understand what I'm saying? Because I saw somebody today, somewhere in the town, or yesterday, who was here with us for more than 6 years in this ministry. And one day he came to me and said that God told him and his wife to go back to their former church. I looked at him. I said, who am I to argue if God will say? But this is the way God they say is contrary to the Bible. But maybe there is something he wants you to go and accomplish there. Like Jonah. Amen.
Amen.
Because the church is a denominational church. One of their branches here in Lagos. And I saw him today after he has departed here now for almost 2 years. And he was happily telling me, he said, ah, sir. He said, they have ordained me and my wife deacons now in the church. And I said, oh, congratulations. You and your wife are now deacons. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So throughout those 7 years, what did he hear in this ministry? What is the message? The message is come out of denomination. That's the message. Come back to Bible Christianity. The message is not come back, come to Bride Assembly. No, close your eyes. The message is not, come out and come to Bride Assembly. The message is not an address somewhere. It is a revelation that lets you stand whether there is church or no church. Anywhere you are standing. That is the message. I have a minister that spent over 10 years in this church. A prophet. 10 years in this church. Powerful prophet. Was confused. It is here that the Lord establishing very well in the gift. Because the truth is, the atmosphere we create here, any gift inside of you, if you come here, it will come out. Certainly the gift will come out. Kept telling him, brother, you don't belong to this ministry, because he believes that his gift is for him to make money with it. And I said, no, sir. The Bible says, freely we have received, freely we will give out. In this church, it's an offense for anybody to charge anyone before praying for you. It's an abomination. I have laid a curse on anybody that will come here and charge anybody directly or indirectly to use your gift for that person. And it is an unpardonable offense in this ministry. But that young man just will not change. And me too, when I hear it, I will blast it here openly. And everybody will know who are they talk about. And shortly after, that young man said, God told him that he should go and start a ministry. Amen. Number one, he's a stark illiterate. He can't read. He can't even write his name. And when he was going in my office, I told him, I said, brother, you know you have never been a believer of this message. He said, yes. He answered me, said, yes. I said, okay. Thank God you know it. I said, God bless you. You can go. Go and prosper as it is written of you. And he left now. Because I told you that Babalawos have shifted their signboard now to write prophet. He has his own church and crowd are going there to see vision. For how many years you were in this church, what did you hear? People come here, all their mind now, they are waiting for the time prophets will start to prophesy. All this one, why are they talking now? Let this man finish quick now. Make me see the way carry us come here. Church, let me tell you something. You did not, God didn't bring you here to see prophecy. What I'm telling you is why God made you to locate this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is the truth, because the gift we have here is to attract the people to come. So the prophets, they will soon fly. And they're going to fly this night. Can't you see some of them moving up and down? Eh? They will move. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. I was telling somebody in my office a revelation I got for you. I was telling somebody today in my office. Stand up. Praise God. Amen. You know, your ministry has not started. Yes, you know it. God is going to use you in a very high prophetic ministry. And God is raising you to challenge some people.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
William Branham had the gift you had. And the privilege you had. The privilege you have now. The same privilege Moses had. That angel that visits you is not an ordinary angel. Amen. He warned Israel. He said, "Is there any prophet among you? I reveal myself to him in a dream." He said, "But not so with Moses. I speak lip to ear." Praise God. Be in expectation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The gift will attract you to come. Then we will give you the message. The message. And I have given you the message now, today. Let us stand up. Stand up. Hymn number 100. Then Jesus came, the tempter's power is broken. Hymn 100.
Oh,
clap our hands for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we are going to action. Amen.